It is 95.3 WBEV and Community Comment, and it is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It is also brought to you in part by McKintry's Home Furnishings. If you close your doors in your home when company comes because of your inferior interior, McKintry's Home Furnishings can help. They will be happy to sit down with you, discuss your decorating ideas, and formulate a complete plan for any or all the rooms in your home. Just bring them measurements and pictures of your room, determine any items you wish to keep, and they can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas with their expertise, you will achieve the perfect room and the room plan that you desire, while working within your budget as well. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see them today at McKintry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. Now, without further ado, we will throw it over to Kevin Haugen for today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV and Daily Dodge.
Well, thank you very much, Jake, and welcome into today's community comment. Joining us on the program this morning is Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. Sheriff, thank you so much for coming on Community Comment today to talk with us.
Happy to be here today.
And if you have a question for the sheriff, the phone lines are open. You can call in at 920-887-9595. Excuse me, that is our call or text line. I have not done community comment in a little bit since Terry Bell has taken over, so I've forgotten the numbers. Again, you can call or text 920-887-9595, or you can call 920-885-4446. Again, if you have a question for our guest on Community Comment today, Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. And Sheriff, want to kick things off today, discussing a annual topic that comes up here as we start to get closer to the July 4th holiday, and that is the common issue that law enforcement has to deal with around this time of year, and that is fireworks complaints. I want to start off with, because it's always fascinating to kick off this conversation, talking about really the legality of purchasing and then setting off fireworks. Mm-hmm. It's not as straightforward as a lot of people might assume, especially since it's pretty easy to buy fireworks here in the community.
Well, first of all, happy birthday, America. Always exciting. July 4th is so much fun. And we want to make sure that it stays fun for everybody. Nobody gets hurt. He makes some great points about the legalities of purchasing and possessing fireworks. In Wisconsin, a town, a city, a village may give somebody the authority to issue a permit for the possession of or the firing off of fireworks. And a lot of times what you'll have is these local fireworks tents will have permission from a local town, let's say the town of Calamus for the one down on 151 and at the old strawberry farm. They issue the authority for these people to sell permits to possess. But guess what? As soon as you get on 151 and you travel into the town of Beaver Dam, you are no longer legal to possess those fireworks, because it's only permit to possess within that town which you purchased them.
Correct.
It does not give you the permission to fire them off. You then need an additional permit from the municipality, the town of Calamus, the town of Beaver Dam, the city of Beaver Dam, wherever you are, to fire off fireworks. And I'm just going to be quite honest, nobody does it, which is why we see July 4th weekend and before and after, we see fireworks all over. Those are all illegal fireworks, illegal to possess, illegal to fire off, because very few towns will actually give the permit for individuals to fire off those fireworks. I've brought it up to the state legislature to try and fix some of that, because we have across the board violations of the law. Just clear cut, you just look at the sky, and they're a violation of the law, and how do I enforce that? But the legislature has not helped me out with that yet, and I would love for them to do that to make it a little bit more clear cut. We are where we're at. So we get a lot of complaints. And as with anything, when we get a complaint, we always understand that if it's important to somebody else, it needs to be important to us, even though somebody else might not think it's important. The person that called thinks it's important, so we need to follow up on it. So when we get a complaint to fireworks, we have to follow up on those. And so we dispatch these out to our deputies, our community service officers, the police officers in the local municipalities for follow-up on those fireworks complaints. And we have various levels of enforcement action that we can and do take each year. I will tell you, if somebody gets hurt as a result of fireworks and it falls out in the county somewhere where we are primarily going to be handling it, likelihood of somebody receiving some kind of a citation or receiving some kind of a penalty for shooting off those fireworks is much greater. If somebody gets hurt, there's likely going to be some accountability. If we get fireworks complaints, we're likely going to go out to the residents. We're going to tell them, hey, these are illegal. You can't be firing them off. There might be a point at some point that we are going to seize them or issue a citation for that. So that possibility does exist. Now, I'm not naive. I know a lot of people are going to shoot off fireworks because they do every year. I'm asking that if you are going to break the law, that you do so in a manner that is safe. We will still enforce the law, but again, I can't be everywhere all the time. Be safe. I want you to make sure you are using proper protective equipment if you're going to do this. Wear gloves. Make sure it's lighting off fireworks in an area that is not going to tip over and shoot at people. Make sure that you're not playing games with them. It's fire. It's explosives. It's dangerous stuff. Make sure you're in an area that is well ventilated, that isn't going to catch buildings on fire. Fire department is going to want us to issue citations and have accountability if a building burns down because of fireworks. Make sure you're not losing fingers, and so be real, real careful about who's setting them off. Children, don't be setting off fireworks. And I know I'm saying a lot of don'ts, what I want is everybody to celebrate and have a great July 4th, Independence Day, celebrate our country, celebrate the great freedoms that we have. But I don't want anybody getting hurt or damaged to property or anything as a result of somebody's negligence. And if you've been drinking, I know, I get it. Fireworks, drinking, fun, I get it. They can all go together. If you've been drinking, please don't light the fireworks off. Have somebody else do that. That's my recommendation. If you've been drinking and you light off fireworks and somebody gets hurt, you could face criminal negligence because of what happened. So these are serious things. You don't want to be thinking, hey, I'm going to have a good time and who cares, just a couple drinks. Well, if somebody gets hurt, you might end up in jail. You might be facing criminal charges, and you don't want that. So be really, really careful. As always, I encourage people, don't break the law, but I'm not naive. And so I want to provide some guidance for you on what to do. Please don't, but if you do, be careful.
When it comes to reporting complaints for fireworks going off, obviously this is where they increase, and there's a boatload of these coming into the dispatch center. Is there an alternative method for people out there who want to report fireworks going off so they don't inundate the dispatch center and potentially clog up the lines and take over of another serious incident that could come in? And is there a better way to report these complaints?
Absolutely. And this goes for fireworks complaints or other non-emergent type complaints. If you download our Sheriff's Office app, which is on your Android or Apple device, it's a very nice app. If you simply go to the button that's right in the middle of the screen and click Incident Report, you can click the type of incident report right on there. And fireworks is one of them. It could be a controlled burn. We get those a lot using the app. It could be a noise complaint or something like that. Right on the app, you complete that information. Pick the incident type. Fill out as much information as you can. I know people like to be anonymous. It makes it really hard for us to follow up if we need more information. And if we have to follow up and need more information, chances are we're not going to respond to your complaint if we can't follow up because we need the information to do so. So please give us some information. If you want to be anonymous, we understand that. Put that in the additional information. I want to be anonymous. That's fine. But give us your name, your address, so we know who to follow up with. If you're anonymous, the only way I can give your information out is with a court order. So you're still going to remain anonymous. You can take some pictures and upload the image and send that through, and that's going to go through to our dispatchers. And it makes it so much easier when they're handling 911 calls for other emergencies that this comes in. It goes to a separate box for them. They can look them up. They can take them as they come in, populate a call for service, and send somebody out. And then you don't have to actually call and talk to anybody in dispatch either. It saves a lot of people a lot of time, and that's how I would prefer for anywhere in Dodge County, whether it's in the county or in a city, send that through on our Sheriff's Office app right on your cell phone, and it'll make it easier for us to get those complaints and respond.
Just a question I have in terms of a priority of a call that comes in. Say you have an emergency situation and you have four or five firework complaints come in. Do they get knocked down a couple of pegs, just depending upon how many people you have available on your staff that night to respond to all these calls?
Yep, absolutely. A fireworks complaint is going to be a non-priority call. So if we have a domestic or a crash that's occurring, that firework call may pend for a while because we only have so many deputies and officers to respond to things. It might be something that gets handled right away. We just don't know. It depends on what's going on that night and the availability and how many complaints we get. So if I get 15 fireworks complaints, it's going to take us a while to get to them. We're going to respond, but it's going to take us a while to get to them sometimes, especially when we get a lot of them. And July 4th weekend, I'll say we'll probably end up with about 150 to 200 fireworks complaints over the weekend. So be cognizant of your neighbor. Be cognizant of the time of day. 2 in the morning, even midnight, you're going to be disturbing your neighbors. They're trying to sleep, have to go to work, dogs, things like that. So be cognizant of your neighbors when you're doing these things.
We're with Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt here on Community Comment this morning. We have to take a short break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
Fly ball, right field. It is deep. We are tied in the eighth inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio. Swing and a fly ball, right center field. It is up, it is gone! Off the top of the wall and out of here! Garrett Mitchell, a go-ahead two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning.
This is Jeff Levering. Your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball is 95.3 WBEV.
Summer deals are heating up at St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County. From clothing and furniture to housewares and even sporting goods, there's something for everyone. Whether you're updating your space, refreshing your wardrobe, or gearing up for your next adventure, St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County has you covered. Cool down with hot prices that won't burn your budget. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., right on Dodge Drive in Beaver Dam. Shop, save, support St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County.
God bless from your friends at St. Vincent de Paul.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back. Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with more community comment on 95.3 WBEV. Here's Kevin Haugen.
It is 10:21 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Welcome back into Community Comment this morning. Our guest on the show is Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. If you have a question for the sheriff, you can call in at 920-885-4446, or you can text 920-887-9595. Again, that phone number to call in is 920-885-4446. If you have a question for our guest here this morning on Community Comment, Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. And Sheriff, in this second segment here on Community Comment this morning, want to discuss a topic here that I don't think we've talked about yet here on, at least not with me on Community Comment here. And it's something that I feel like if people enjoy hopping on Google and pulling up videos online and it's sort of I wouldn't say a craze or anything like that, but it's certainly a common thing that you see people nowadays, and especially with the how easy it is for people to buy video cameras and how, you know, we got our phones that have them now. And Essentially, it's what is being referred to as First Amendment auditors, and they go into public spaces. And Sheriff, I feel like you could do a better job of really sort of explaining what this is and how this impacts what you guys do. So I'll hand the mic over to you.
And I'm only aware of one that has ever happened at the sheriff's office, and it was an individual that came into our office, came into the lobby, asked for a complaint form. Not that he wanted to file a complaint, but he just wanted to know that we had one. Video recorded in our lobby. Went out to our squad cars, video recorded all the squad cars going down the street, and I gave the directive to my staff, just leave him alone. Let him do what he's doing. If he wants to record, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. He's got his ability to do that. He did spot me just checking on him once. So be it. He actually complimented me for keeping an eye on things. And then when he left, he said the sheriff's office is A++++ for how we handled it. What these are, YouTubers and social media enthusiasts that are trying to invoke some kind of a response so they can get a video, so they can post it on social media, so they can get all kinds of hits and hopefully make some money out of it. That's what they're trying to do. And the directive of my staff is say hi, ask them if they need anything, and then allow them to be on their way. Record what they want to in the public spaces. And some things that I wanted to let the public know is that these individuals are not just targeting law enforcement or just governmental entities. They're doing that, but now they're doing it to the public citizens as well. If somebody is walking down the sidewalk in front of a business and they're recording your business or even recording a hospital, they have the ability to do that because they're in a public space.
Right.
There is nothing that forbids them or restricts them from doing that. I've been watching some of these videos and I've seen them at car dealerships. I've seen them at medical facilities, and you know, you'll have people, security guards, coming out and say you can't record it because of HIPAA. Well, HIPAA doesn't apply to them when they're out in a public space on a public park on a public sidewalk. If they're violating the law, like blocking traffic in a street, now they've broken the law, now we can do something. But if they're on a sidewalk, they're in a public parking lot, they're in a public space, there is nothing that we can do to forbid them from doing that. We just have to allow them to record. And if you don't give them any attention, chances are they're going to leave. They might record some video. They're not going to get any follows, views. Nobody's going to come back. But if you engage them and if you take action against them or call law enforcement, chances are you're going to get more attention the next time around from somebody else that's going to say, hey, let's see if they do it again. So I encourage people to just don't engage. Just be polite with them. Say, hey, how's it going? Be nice to them. It's no different than if you, Kevin Haugen, show up and you want to be in my lobby as a member of the media. I have to allow you to be there.
Yeah.
No matter how much I don't like you. Kidding, of course. I like Kevin. But I have to allow you to do those things. And these people are getting all worked up across the country and these videos are all over the place. And bottom line is they have a right to be there. Now, if a law enforcement officer is actively in progress of they've closed off a roadway or they've closed off a scene or they're in the middle of a traffic stop, if you interfere in that, make that law enforcement officer's job more difficult, that's called obstructing an officer, and you can be arrested for that. But if you're in a public space, there really isn't anything that we can do unless you get to that intimate area of a law enforcement action where you've been directed, given a lawful order, to leave the area. It has to be a lawful order. It can't just be, hey, I don't like you here. But if you are actively coming into a scene where something is being investigated, we have that ability to move you back and set up an area where you can't cross.
We're with Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt here on Community Comment. We do have a caller on line one. Let's head to the phones and say welcome to Community Comment.
You.
You're on the air.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing good. I see you survived the heat over the weekend, huh?
Yes. Yeah, it was hot. It was definitely hot. You survived as well?
Yes. I only went outside if I had to.
Oh, that's good.
I got a question for the sheriff. Mopeds. What are they allowed on and what are they not allowed on?
A moped is allowed on a highway. Unless there's a minimum speed limit, a moped is allowed to go out on the county highways and the city streets. A moped is a vehicle that is licensed and allowed to be on any publicly opened roadway.
Because we had a few weeks ago, back in April, but a coworker of mine told me about there was a crash with the moped. And then I had someone that I was seeing a pill doctor said wondered what they were allowed on and what they weren't.
Yep, absolutely. Just like a motorcycle, just smaller, a smaller engine, they're allowed to go on those public roadways.
All right, thank you, and thank you for your service.
Take care, Tyler. Yep.
Thank you. excuse me. Thank you, Tyler, for that phone call. Again, if you have a question for the sheriff, you can call in at 920-885-4446. And Sheriff, I just want to go back quickly here to this topic that we were talking about, the First Amendment auditors. I've seen a lot of those videos as well on YouTube, and I also see a lot of times officers will go up to one of those individuals who are videotaping and oftentimes ask for their identification, their name, you know, ID. And a lot of times they the guy or the woman videotaping will say, I don't have to give it to you. Mm-hmm. Is that something that they're in a public space? Is that something that a person, they do not have to hand over their identification to law enforcement if there's no credible reason for it to be done?
Right. We always have the ability to ask because it's consensual. Can I see your ID or can I get your name? But if they say no and they haven't committed any infraction, if they are not suspected of being in there's a something called a Terry stop, and if they're in a in an area where there could potentially be a crime that has or is about to occur, then we can require them to be stopped and frisked. Even then, it's kind of touchy, and if we can require them, but if we have reasonable suspicion, and that's a very low bar, that they've committed any kind of infraction, even if it's just an ordinance violation, then we can demand that they provide that identification, or they can be arrested for obstructing. But if they're just standing there in a public driveway, parking lot, whatever it is, no, they do not have to provide a driver's license, any form of identification. I know in some states it is a requirement that the law enforcement must identify themselves and their name if they're encountered. In Wisconsin, that's not the case. Our policy, there's no law that requires that. Our policy says you should identify yourself when you're involved in an incident. But if somebody just walks up to me and says, I need your name and your badge number, and I'm not engaging you in anything, there is no requirement for me to do that. And you see that a lot on YouTube as well. They always ask for a name and badge number. There's no requirement in Wisconsin for that. But we'll usually identify ourselves, tell them who we are, just to avoid that confrontation. But they do get... interesting to watch. And one other point, the law in Wisconsin changed here recently, allowing for a little bit more tint to be allowed on law enforcement vehicles. I'm seeing these First Amendment auditors come right up to squad cars and record on the interior. I have to actually protect the information that's on our computers and other information in the cars. So we are going to be doing more tinting on our squad cars in that front driver's side window, just for that reason and protection of law enforcement, lack of being hopefully not ambushed while they're sitting in their car. So you are probably going to see some tint. The tint is legal on law enforcement vehicles as allowed by state statute last year. It is not allowed on those front driver's side windows beyond a certain percentage on your normal passenger side window or driver's side and passenger side front windows.
Yeah, we're with Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt here on Community Comment this morning. We have to take another break. More program is coming up right after the break.
Hey, hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Shop our clearance event going strong right now at both stores. Save big on Tempur-Pedic mattresses, Purple mattresses, and Nectar mattresses. If you didn't want to take advantage of our floor samples, which have humongous discounts, you can order brand new and shop tons and tons of power bases, pillows, sheets, and protectors. Save big with our clearance event going on right now at Slumberland Furniture. Shop our clearance event and save big at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam and Watertown.
Sherry, you've said I'm full of something I can't say on the air before, but now you'll have a chance to make that a reality.
You bet. We're facing off for the Good Karma Brand's John Moser Children's Radiothon again. This year's loser doesn't have to eat anything besides crow, but what they'll have to smell, on the other hand.
The loser will enjoy some cow pies. Again, no eating, but we'll partake in good old-fashioned poop shoveling at the Dodge County Fair.
And by we, Wade means himself. I'm going to secure the most donations and kick his butt again.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and global herbal artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
The two best things in life are a great sleep from Slumberland Furniture and your favorite radio station. This is 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Regarding auto loan rates, credit card interest, mortgage rates, testifying to a congressional panel, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the central bank's in no hurry to lower the bank interest rates that affect consumer loans. Powell says he wants more clarity about the extent of Trump tariffs. Powell says the U.S. economy remains strong. Positive reaction to word from President Trump of a Iran-Israel ceasefire following strong showings of Asian stock markets. Wall Street major indexes are solidly higher. Crude oil prices dropped a bit earlier. But after five consecutive months of decline, then an upswing last month, the Conference Board's consumer confidence readings fell back this month, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
Conference Board analysts say the numbers suggest that consumers still anticipate a recession later this year.
U.S. official confirms drones unsuccessfully targeted some U.S. military bases in Iraq last night, and there were no American casualties. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
A horse was killed after being struck by a drunk driver in the town of Oak Grove yesterday morning. The driver of the car, a 25-year-old Fort Atkinson man, was arrested for operating while intoxicated, first offense, as well as a criminal offense of operating without a valid driver's license following the collision. Authorities say the owner of the horse, a 60-year-old Juneau woman, will be receiving a citation related to the horse being at large in the roadway. Multiple charges are being referred against a Ripon man for a five-mile vehicle chase on Interstate 41 late Saturday morning. The pursuit started in Rosendale after the 49-year-old suspect was seen speeding and ended when the sheriff's deputy pushed the suspect's vehicle into a ditch against a snow fence. No one was injured during the chase. Beaver Dam leaders are about to take some important first steps in hiring a new city administrator. Acting Administrator Jay Chambeau is also a partner in the consulting firm helping the city find candidates. Since Beaver Dam has only had an administrator form of government for 3 years, he says it's a rare chance for an administration to make a big impact. The search will formally start next Tuesday. Chambeau says a new administrator could be hired in 3 to 6 months. Lake Beaver Dam Street will be closed for several months for reconstruction work. Officials with the city's Department of Engineering say Madison Street from Curry to Chatham will be shut down to motorists starting yesterday until November 15th. A map of the detour route is available at dailydodge.com. Well, today is Lightning Awareness Day in Wisconsin, with warmer temps during the summer months. Officials with Ready Wisconsin say storms can develop quickly, bringing with them unpredictable lightning strikes. According to the National Lightning Safety Council, 12 people were killed by lightning in the U.S. last year. Since 2006, there have been 10 lightning-related deaths in Wisconsin. And I'm Kevin Haugen reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 79. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 61. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance of thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 74. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our rehab team is here to help you restore mobility, regain independence, and get back to doing what you love. With state-of-the-art facilities and a compassionate team of physical and occupational therapists, we're proud to serve our communities in Columbus, Beaver Dam, and Sun Prairie. Early morning and evening appointments are available. Schedule a visit today at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Do you close your doors in your home when company comes?
McKinstry's Home Furnishings.
Do you have an inferior interior?
McKinstry's Home Furnishings.
We can help. Hi, this is Sandy from McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We will be happy to sit down with you, discuss your decorating ideas, and formulate a complete plan for any or all the rooms in your home. Just bring us the measurements and pictures of your room. Determine any items you wish to keep. Then we can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas and our expertise, we will arrive at the room plan you desire and work within your budget. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see us today at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year, McKinstry's.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
95.3 WBEV, I'm Jake Hayes, and we are just about to get rolling here with Kevin Haugen and Community Comment. But before we do that, I want to remind you that Community Comment is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It is an Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. And they also have Pro Edge Sharpening located inside Professional Floor Covering, full-service blade sharpening shop. They sharpen blades of all kinds. If it has an edge, they will sharpen it. Saw blades, drill bits, hole saws, knives, scissors, chipper blades, ag blades, and almost anything with an edge. And it's never too late to get those lawnmower blades in, so do that now. 920-887-8341 to get a hold of Professional Floor Covering and their Pro Edge Sharpening. Now, without further ado, here's Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you very much, Jake, and welcome back into our third segment of Community Comment this morning with Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. We've had a caller patiently waiting on the line during our last commercial break, so we'll head straight to the phones here in this segment and welcome caller two onto the program. Thank you very much, caller, for waiting. You're on Community Comment with Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt.
Good morning, Kevin and Dale.
Good morning.
So, Kevin, you don't know my voice, but the sheriff probably knows me. Anywho, so Tyler asked about mopeds. My question is, there's a lot of these motorized bicycles that can get up to pretty high speeds. What's the legalities of those?
Well, that's a good question. First of all, every vehicle that is on the roadway must follow all the traffic laws. And how many times do you see a bicycle blow through a stop sign? They can get a citation for that. So these motorized bikes, if it's a bicycle with a motor on it, boy, we don't have any legislation on that yet. I think the ones that are they put a motor on it, that might actually qualify as needing to be licensed, and I haven't actually looked at those. I can tell you those little mini motorcycles that are really small, if you're driving that, it still has to be licensed. You still have to have a Class M motorcycle endorsement. I had a run-in with a young man just in the last couple months here where I had that conversation. And it was, if it's over 50 cc's, you have to have a motorcycle endorsement. You have to have it licensed. You have to have it street legal. It's supposed to have all the lights on it. And if not, you need to be using your arm signals. So whether it needs to be licensed is the only question that I have. And I'd have to look into it for some of these motorized bicycles. If it's over 50 cc's, it's a motorcycle. If it's under 50 cc's, it would be qualified as a moped. But either way, they're supposed to be licensed. You got to follow all the traffic laws.
Very cool. Because some of them bicycles with motors can go pretty darn fast. And I'm thinking that's not safe.
The speed limit is still 50 or 25 miles an hour in the city. And if you violate that, you could get a ticket, even on a bicycle.
Cool. Thanks, Dale. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you very much for the phone call. Again, that number to call in is 920-885-4446. Excuse me, for Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt, as my voice is just gone there for a couple seconds. Excuse me. Again, thank you for the phone call here on Community Comment this morning. And Sheriff, here in our third segment here this morning, want to spend a few minutes highlighting a tow truck scam that you've seen here in the last recently here just come up here.
Yeah. the chief deputy and I have both had to deal with these tow truck scams. He dealt with one a couple of months ago, 151A, where an individual went through a website to get a tow truck company. It turns out it was a scam. I had one about 2 weeks ago up by Waupun, 151 and 49. An individual broke down, called a tow truck. I think it was towtruckmasters.com or something like that. It was a national type website, and paid $300 for a tow truck, which is an outrageous amount for a tow truck. Paid for it, put it on a credit card, and the tow truck never showed up. And we're seeing more and more of these different types of scams out there. This one, they called the company. The company said, "Hey, I've got a tow truck just about everywhere. I can get you one." So I was curious, so I did the same thing, and I called them, and I said, "Hey, I need a tow truck." Went through the whole rigmarole of where am I, and then they wanted to charge me like $210 to take me from 151 to 49, about five blocks into the city of Waupun. That's when I called them on the scam, and they didn't want to admit to it, but it was absolutely a scam. He said he had tow trucks absolutely everywhere, and that's not true. I know all the tow truck companies in Dodge County. I know who they are, where they are, and none of them are working for this national company. And unfortunately, people are getting scammed because they're just using Google to try and get these tow truck companies. So my recommendation is try to look for something that is local. Try to look for a tow truck company in Beaver Dam. If you need to, and you're uncertain, call law enforcement. Give us a call. Call one of my dispatchers and say, "Hey, is this tow company legitimate? Or can you give me an adequate or a good tow company to call? How can you help me out with that?" We may even call them for you and get them going. But we don't want you using these national websites to get yourself a tow truck. Chances are you're going to get scammed for a lot of money. And typically, just so you're aware of how much a tow truck costs, it's usually right around $100, maybe a little under, a little over for a hookup and tow, and then mileage on top of that. When it gets to $300, $400, you're looking at a rollover or something like that, that kind of a recovery, not just a hookup and go. So I just wanted to put that out to the community so they're aware that these tow truck scammers are out there. And when we looked into this company, they're running the IP through a bunch of different areas where we can't track them.
Are these numbers that people are calling, is it something that they don't have local area codes? Is that something that to look for as well? Or can they spoof numbers as well that make it look like they're
they
calling?
Can spoof numbers. This one was an 800 number.
Okay. Yeah. Which a lot of times you do see a lot of those businesses, they have a 1-800 number you can call in. So
they can spoof those as well.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, ask a friend, like you mentioned as well. Call law enforcement is something that you mentioned, Sheriff. Mm-hmm. If you're unsure of where to get contact information, if you need a tow, so you are not a victim of the scam. And this is another one that I'm sure once those transactions go through, it's tough for law enforcement to track down just because of how well these scammers are able to track their or cover their tracks and be it's no different than we see debit or credit card scams that once this payment is processed, it's very hard to recover those funds that were scammed away from you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very difficult to get that money back. Our encouragement is always call your bank immediately or your credit card and cancel it as soon as you can. File a claim that it was a fraudulent charge and maybe you'll be able to get some of that money back potentially, especially if you have some kind of a credit card insurance or something on that card. Yeah. There'll be more to come on this. I'm going to see if there's a way we can put our local tow companies right on our app so that can't be something that can easily happen to you. Another resource that we can provide of Dodge County tow companies. I'll see if I can't do something like that. I got to look into that a little bit more, but we've got far too many people getting scammed, and this is just one more way.
Just possibly another reason here soon to download the Dodge County Sheriff's Office app.
Absolutely.
If you haven't done so already. Our guest here on Community Comment today is Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. We have to take a short break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
Summer's officially here, and Fleet Farm's ready to go with unbeatable outdoor deals. Stock up on 24 packs of Fleet Farm bottled water. On sale now, just 2 for $5. Get 20 pounds of Bear Mountain barbecue pellets for $7.99 a bag. And spruce up your yard with bags of Superior Weed and Feed for just $19.99. Whether you're grilling or chilling, get what you need at the best prices guaranteed this summer at Fleet Farm. And check out all our deals at fleetfarm.com.
Empower your future with Moraine Park Technical College. You can benefit from Moraine Park's seamless credit transfer agreements with local universities like UW-Milwaukee, UW-Oshkosh, UW-Green Bay, Ripon College, and Lakeland University. Don't start your career with loads of student debt. Take a step closer to your future and make every credit count by completing your Gen Ed courses at Moraine Park campuses in Beaver Dam, Fond du Lac, and West Bend. Moraine Park Technical College, elevating your education, one transfer credit at a time.
Doctors Jackie and Colby McIntyre of Marshview Veterinary Clinic in Randolph take pride in building a lifelong relationship with you and your pet.
At Marshview Veterinary Clinic, we enjoy seeing dogs and cats, and we enjoy seeing the way that they fit into your families. We enjoy seeing them as they age and develop, and we enjoy helping you keep them healthy. Part of that involves working within your goals as a pet owner.
To make an appointment, call Marshview Veterinary Clinic in Randolph today or visit marshviewvetclinic.com.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And with the final segment for today's Community Comment, here is Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome back into Community Comment this morning with our guest, Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. Just as I went to break, I noticed we had another caller call in and waited patiently through our last break. So we'll head straight to the phones and say welcome to Community Comment.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My question for the sheriff is, if I have this information correct, starting on January 1st of 26, this new wedding barn law is supposed to go into effect. I understand there's two really large owners of wedding barns in the northern part of the state that are fighting this law. But the way I read that, that would filter down to all these small town halls where anybody who rents out their property for several hundred or $500, and then they're given, say it's a birthday party, anniversary party, they just set the booze on the bar or they have the coolers full of beer. How is this all going to go into effect? I read one thing is these places, like say these town halls, would have to apply for a permit and they'd be eligible to have six placements a year, no more than one a month. Sheriff Smith, what do you know about this? Where is this at right now?
From what I understand is there's still lawsuits on it. I do think that I don't know a ton about this law as it really was not brought to me for consideration, but it sounds like exactly as you said is that these wedding barns would need to have some kind of a liquor license or a permit to have these events. So I'm sorry, I don't have a ton of knowledge on this particular law to speak eloquently on it for you today. But I do know that there is still litigation going on before we get to January.
Yeah, there's two big wedding barns up north that filed a lawsuit and they're fighting this deal, and I haven't heard. It's just been real quiet for quite a while now.
Yeah, I wish I could give you more information. I really don't know much about it.
No. And I'm sorry my question was so long.
No, that's okay.
But, yeah. So, all right. Well, you guys have a good day, and thank you very much, okay?
You too.
Yeah, thank you for the phone call here. Again, one last segment to get your questions in to Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. That phone number, 920-885-4446. Or you can text 920-887-9595 here with Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt on Community Comment this morning. And Sheriff, here with the few minutes that we do have left on the program, want to highlight here the sponsorship opportunities that are now available for the Rotary Lights display here at Swan Park.
Yeah, it's almost July, so we talk about Christmas in July, right?
Exactly.
Rotary Lights in Swan Park, our ninth year of setting up the Christmas lights out there. It's well underway in development, and we've been working on it for quite some time over the last several months. We've got our website up and running, BD for Beaver Dam, bdrotary.org. If you go to that website, you can click on the Rotary links link right in the top. It'll take you to our page, give you our schedule of events, when we're turning on the lights, which is always on Black Friday, when the setups are, when the lights turn off, when Santa's going to be there, when the carolers are going to be there, all kinds of great information. Then if you click on the sponsor link, it'll take you to what you can help us sponsor this year. We've got the trees on the path of trees that you can get a sponsorship sign, $300. I mean, it really for, I mean, that is a really good deal. Ask any advertising to get your sign in a park for over a month is really good. And we'd love to get a bunch of trees. We usually have about 70 sponsors with trees. We'd love to have 100 of them out there. More work for me, but you know, it's great. We do angels out there. You can sponsor an angel for somebody that has passed away. Last year, we had Uncle Bill and John Moser next to each other, like they're doing the morning show from heaven. It was very neat. Mm. We've had great relationship here with the radio station. You can sponsor a night of lights, $50 to get your name read on the barn show for a whole night, or if you want to do several days, you can do that, and they'll read your name throughout the barn show. Again, $50 to get your name read on the barn show throughout the show. What a deal.
That's a deal.
And really, we thank the Good Karma for helping us out with that. So many different sponsorships opportunities. We've got some bigger displays, 5 new displays. The one I like is the snowman getting run down by the snowblower. I think it's pretty cool, but we'd love to get that one sponsored. If you want to do it by yourself, great. If you want to work with somebody to sponsor it, that's great. They're a little more expensive, about $1,000 and up for those sponsorships. We've got a new concession stand that's coming this year that's currently being built. Yeah, my friend Dave Miller's helping me build that one. He's working on getting that one up and running. So we can give away some hot chocolate out at the park, hopefully on each Saturday, if we can get some service clubs. So Kiwanis or any other service clubs out there want to jump in and help out. I know Pave has done that in the past. We want to have a nice place to give out hot chocolate. Then I'm working on a barn. It's a large barn. It's about 13 feet tall, 18 feet long, 6 feet wide, that's going to be for the reindeer. And it's going to be a pretty cool display. I'm pretty excited about that. And Fishbox here in town has helped us out with some tires for it. And we've got a lot of great partners. So if you would like to help us out and donate and sponsor, go to our website, bdrotary.org. Or if you've sponsored before, you should have an email from my wife yesterday, my secretary, Cassandra Schmidt. She does great. Secretary and Rotary Lights only, just keep make that clear. A flyer went out to all the chamber members here yesterday as well, which you can get on bdrotary.org as well. So lots of great ways for you to find out what you can sponsor, how you can sponsor, as we look forward to Christmas. And the deadline is September 15th. I need it by September 15th so we can order everything that we need, because it isn't just magical. Once the money gets here, it's all here. I've got to order the trees. I got to make sure we have enough lights, so on and so forth. I need time to do that.
And these sponsorships, Sheriff, they are a huge part of how you've been able to grow this display. I mean, it started off essentially pretty modest in its first year, and every year since, it's been incredible to see how much it can grow. And these sponsorships, people, businesses supporting this display have really been a key component of you being able to grow and make it this what it is today.
Yeah, so many great things we've been able to do. 15 trees is what we started out with, and then we wrapped some trunks. That was it the first year. And now we've got just about the entire park lit up. We've got candy canes everywhere. We've got lights going everywhere. We've got trees and displays, and I think I've got about 7 trailers worth of lights and displays that we store every year. And it's just incredible. It's a ton of work for a very short period of time. And at the end of it, it's like, boy, do I want to do this again next year? And then it gets to be this time of year, and I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's get running. Over the next several months, my wife and I are going to be keeping track of a lot of donations that are coming in. We work with the Beaver Dam Foundation to help us hold on to those funds. So that'll be a lot of work. Starting to get things ordered and set up September, October, November. It'll be a lot of work in those months again, but yeah, it's fun.
I'm sure when fall comes around, we'll be talking about a need for volunteers. That's also a huge part of being able to get this done, is that not only do people support this financially, they support this through volunteering their time to come out and help set this up. I'm not sure if you do a lot of work, but there are people who come out.
Yep.
I'm sure you could probably use a couple more bodies here and there, but people do come out and support and help you put up these displays every year.
The first three weeks, Saturdays in November, one of them is my wife's birthday this year, so maybe we'll have to have a cake or something that day. But the first three Saturdays in November, we get out there and we work hard to set everything up with the community. Those are our public setup days. But of course, we're always looking for people who might have special talents, who might have building abilities, who want to get involved on a more regular basis to be part of our committee. We just added one that's going to help us out with some of our social media posting, because it just got to be too much for me. So if there are people that have an interest in helping, certainly get a hold of me. You can go right to bdrotary.org, go to the Rotary page, and on the bottom, contact us. That'll go right to me. Let me know if you're interested in helping us out in any way. A lot of great things coming again this year. It's going to be the best year ever. I say that every year because it always gets better. It's going to be an absolutely phenomenal display once again.
Sheriff, one more time, what's that website that people can go to learn more about these sponsorships?
bdrotary.org. You can learn about Rotary. You can learn about Rotary Lights. Lots of information right there on our website. Appreciate all the support from the community in making this successful once again.
And on that note, want to thank our guests here for joining us on Community Comment today, Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. Sheriff, thank you again so much for joining us on Community Comment today.
My pleasure. Be safe and happy birthday, America.
Fantastic. And that'll do it for today's Community Comment.